The federal government's $2 billion bushfire recovery fund is coming under fire for failing to deliver desperately needed help to struggling small businesses and local councils. The process to deliver bushfire grants has been described as too complex, restrictive, and opaque. With bushfire-impacted communities now dealing with the double whammy of a pandemic, there are calls for the head of the Bushfire Recovery Agency to front the COVID-19 Senate inquiry. In a moment, we'll be joined by the Federal Agriculture and Emergency Management Minister, David Littleproud. But first, here's Cathy Van Exel.
In early January, the federal government pledged $2 billion and more if required for bushfire recovery. 5 months on, there are questions about how much of it is reaching communities. Sue Arledge is a Kangaroo Island accountant engaged by Regional Development Australia, who's helped more than 50 bushfire-affected businesses. She says the uptake for small business grants is alarmingly low.
The small business application is complex. For a lot of these businesses, they've been completely burnt to the ground. They don't actually have anything. Their computers are all gone. They left in a hurry. They need to then go and retrieve that documentation from accountants and what have you. And that just is another hurdle for them to jump through. You know, I understand that there's reasons for these things being in the applications, but it certainly has, slowed that process down somewhat.
Bushfire-impacted businesses are now grappling with their second crisis of 2020, coronavirus. Sue Arledge believes the pandemic is hampering bushfire assistance.
COVID definitely has overshot the bushfires, and we are concerned about bushfire assistance being left in the dark. Some of the more high-level decisions are not being made at a state and federal level.
The low uptake of grants by businesses has alarmed South Australia's Centre Alliance MP, Rebecca Sharkey.
We're hearing that a lot of people are simply giving up. When we're looking at concessional loans, my understanding is that only a handful of loans have been approved nationally. The figures that we have are now 2 months old, and we are seeking updated figures, but I can't see that they've changed significantly since March. Primary producers have been able to access a little more funding, but really small businesses, certainly across my electorate, but even nationally, my understanding is that only around $3 million worth of applications have been approved.
The Commonwealth Bushfire Recovery Funds are being channelled to communities via state governments. It's being overseen by the National Bushfire Recovery Agency, headed by Andrew Colvin. Centre Alliance believes he should front the COVID-19 Senate inquiry to explain what's happening in bushfire-hit communities. Rebecca Sharkey again.
We need to really unpack what is happening in bushfire-affected communities that are now also affected by the coronavirus. We need to perhaps have a fresh and new approach. Certainly, greater flexibility in accessing business loans would be very much welcome. And I really think that we need to outreach to businesses now.
Is this a failure of the task force?
Nobody expected back in January that we would be where we are today. But I certainly think that we need to have a greater emphasis on how we particularly support bushfire-affected communities. My great fear is that we're just not going to see the recovery that is so desperately needed.
Victorian Federal Independent MP Helen Haynes is also concerned about the flow of bushfire funds to communities.
What I'm seeing is an inconsistency in how it's filtering through. I'm seeing differences between states. I'm seeing the take-up of the primary producer grants being stronger than the take-up of the small business grants. The complexity of COVID on top of bushfire cannot be underestimated. For many businesses, there's confusion as to whether they're being impacted by COVID or bushfire. It's hard to unpack it for them.
Helen Haynes has obtained current figures for her electorate of Indi. Only 30 small businesses have applied for the $50,000 grants. Just 9 have been approved. She believes the system is too confusing and needs streamlining.
I would have expected to have seen well over 150, 200 applications or more for the small business grants, and we haven't seen that. So something's holding them back.
Rebecca Sharkey is calling for Andrew Colvin to appear before the COVID-19 Senate inquiry. Do you support that push?
I think that's an interesting idea. I think that Mr. Colvin would agree that there's considerable overlap now and there may be some really important questions that could be asked of him around how COVID-19 is affecting his capacity to get those bushfire funds flowing.
Local government is also unhappy about the flow of bushfire recovery funds. Adelaide Hills Council received $1.25 million in January and nothing since. It spent more than $3 million on tree clearing alone. Mayor Jan-Claire Wisdom.
The pipeline, I would describe it as having a few kinks in. It needs to be a bit more flexible and it needs to be a little bit more transparent so that we can understand where the blockages are. So the frustration is the time it is taking for the funds to flow and then for the funds to be distributed.
The Local Government Association of Australia is more strident in its criticism of the process. President David O'Loughlin.
The first $1 million was clean, crisp and appreciated, but beyond that, it's become obscured in a lack of transparency. It's now 85 to 86 councils, double the original number, and yet the money is still trapped at $60 million, despite the initial announcement being proposed as the first payment, an initial payment, and nothing more has been forthcoming.
So what is it that you're frustrated about?
We just can't get clarity around the process being used to deal with councils, with the formulas being used to calculate them, with the deals that are being done behind the scenes. This should be a public, transparent process to deal with taxpayers' money and a fair deal for councils, and they can work out exactly what they'll get and won't get, and that we are far from that.
What do you mean deals behind the scenes?
Well, we've heard of one council, their letter just arrives in the mail saying, here's your calculated contribution of $275,000. Thank you. We've used a formula which we're not going to show you. Hope you're happy. Another council we're aware of is told that they can get $700,000 from the federal government, but conditional upon them securing $700,000 from the state government. But these councils are desperate to get this issue sorted. The damage done was months ago. They feel forgotten about, and the lack of transparency around the expenditure of public funds is just unbelievable.
So what are you specifically asking for?
We're asking for more funds to be put into this recovery effort. The initial $60 million out of $2 billion is 3% of the initial fund announced. The Minister and the Prime Minister both reassured councils that they were central to the recovery effort, that it would be a locally led recovery, which again implies councils will be at the forefront. And I can't think that anybody would think that 3% of the expenditure going to councils matches that promise. And I can also tell you that we're aware of other funds not flowing where they should. People need help and they feel completely forgotten. Not just in the recovery phase from the bushfires, but now that the virus has overtaken every media channel and conversation.
What's the danger of this money not flowing through to the councils?
The risk with these small councils is that they'll simply run out of cash. And now we've got the virus affecting them, they'll also run out of revenue because some of the businesses just simply won't be able to pay in some of their residential ratepayers. So already small, not necessarily financially strong, hit with a bushfire, immediate expenses, no recovery, and now doubt about what they're going to do next. It really puts them in a parlous state. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the bushfire-led councils are really running on the smell of an oily rag and might financially fall over in coming months.
It's a triple whammy, all right. That's David O'Loughlin, the President of the Local Government Association of Australia, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel.